Maitrayani Upanishad. Introduction. The Maitrayani Upanishad, a later period composition, opens with a king, Brihadratha, tiring of sovereignty, retiring to the forest as a spiritual seeker. Shakayana, who knew the Supreme Self, appears and is asked various questions concerning the Supreme Self. Shakayana responds, also giving advice on working with the breath. In the 7 chapters, other topics are presented and discussed: the senses, pleasure and pain, Om, the types of knowledge, the soul, even false teachers. Commentators have remarked on the similarity to Buddhist thought and practice. Maitrayani Upanishad, Chapter 1. The laying of the formally described sacrificial fires is indeed the sacrifice of Brahman. Therefore, let the sacrificer, after he has laid those fires, meditate on the self. Thus only does the sacrificer become complete and faultless. But who is to be meditated on? He who is called prana, breath. Of this, there is a story. A king named Brihadratha, having established his son in his sovereignty, went into the forest because he considered this body as transient and had lost interest in the things of this world. Having performed the highest penance, he stood there with uplifted arms, looking up to the sun. At the end of 1,000 days, the saint Shakayana, who knew the Supreme Self, came near, burning with splendor, like a fire without smoke. He said to the king, "Rise, rise, choose a boon." The king, bowing before him, said, "O saint, I know not the Supreme Self. You knowest the essence of the Supreme Self. We have heard so. Teach it to me." Shakayana replied, "This was achieved of yore, but what thou askest is difficult to obtain. O Aikshvaka, choose other pleasures." The king, touching the saint's feet with his head, recited this dirge: "O saint, what is the use of enjoyments and pleasures of this offensive, pithless body? A mere mass of bones, skin, sinews, marrow, flesh, seed, blood, mucus, tears, phlegm, ordure, water, bile, and slime. What is the use of enjoyments and pleasures of this body, which is assailed by lust, hatred, greed, delusion, fear, anguish, jealousy, separation from what is desired, union with what is not desired, hunger, thirst, old age, death, illness, grief, and other ills? And we see that all this is perishable, as these flies, gnats, and other insects, as herbs and trees growing and decaying. And what of these? There are other great ones, mighty wielders of bows, rulers of empires, and kings and others, who before the eyes of their whole family surrendered the greatest happiness and passed on from this world to that. And what of these? There are other great ones whose destruction we see, and not just these. There is the drying up of great oceans, the falling of mountains, the moving of the pole star, the cutting of the ropes that restrain the winds, the submergence of the earth, and the fall of the devas from their high places. What is the use of enjoyments and pleasures in such a world as this, if he who has fed on them is seen to return to this world again and again? Deign therefore to take me out. In this world I am like a frog in a dry well. O saint, thou art my way. Thou art my way."